Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And as you guessed it, yes, that's right. We have another amazing guest today. This young lady is rocking and rolling, a wonderful Army veteran, was a nurse in the Army, has been deployed overseas, served in some serious situations to defend the freedoms of that we get to enjoy every day. And now she's pursuing her own freedom, freedom from, you know, just the things that we all deal with here in civilian society, which is, you know, work and lack of time and things of that nature. So with that being said, please help me welcome my guest to the show today. Remember, I need my help with my controls. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
How are you? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for your service. And, you know, wow, you've had quite a history and quite a life up until this point.
Yes. Yes.
So. Really excited to hear, you know, what got you started here. And first, tell us where you're calling in from, Kim.
So I'm calling in from Michigan.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Michigan. Love it. Hello from Florida. So Kim, what motivated you to want to start an online business in the first place?
So, I guess a rewind, I've been a nurse for 16 years. As Dave explained, I've been in the military. I got out of the military. I have a master's degree. I was an educator in the corporate hospitals for a long time. I found it very fulfilling. It was at one point a six-figure paying job, and then the pandemic happens, and I just, long story short, just got burned out and needed something different. And I knew the answer wasn't going to be just go find a different job. I knew there was so much more to that. I knew if I went to another hospital, I would eventually feel the same way. There's just so many like politics and mandatory overtime, and it was a lot. It was too much for our family. I have two kiddos, 8 and 6, he's almost 9, and she's 6 and a half. And it wasn't fulfilling anymore. It was hard. I taught new grad nurses. It was hard to be motivated to show them the potential that nursing had when it was crumbling. And I was frequently at, you know, corporate tables with people who had never worked with a patient and telling us what we needed to do. And anyway, so I decided to kind of swerve and make a big change in my career to start doing aesthetic nursing. And I love aesthetic nursing. I have no problem with it. But in order to get started in aesthetic nursing, you typically need to start in a corporate place. Ooh. And so womp womp, it's, you know, it's good, but it's different. But it's like I'm working 50 hours a week again. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? It's just a different task. So that was good. But there's still all the corporate politics and all the things. So I knew then, like, I was searching for something that I was never going to find within the confined walls of a work environment, like a proper traditional work environment. So I started looking for remote jobs. I started looking for anything within nursing. And I wasn't finding, like, anything. I started freelance writing for nursing, and that was a lot of work. It was good, but it was a lot of work. I was constantly feeling like I had a deadline approaching. And so I just kept looking, and like thousands of other people say, one day I saw M. I took a screenshot of it and completely ignored it and left it on my phone. I'm sorry. I actually didn't even end up purchasing through her. It was funny because like a year later in my memories on my phone, it was like, remember this photo? And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I took a screenshot of that. And here I am, you know, promoting and being an affiliate. So anyways, I dove in November of 2022 to the 15-day challenge. And the minute I started day one, when you were talking, Dave, I was like, This is exactly everything I like knew but couldn't put into words or knew that I needed. I knew I needed passive income. I knew I needed multiple streams of income. I have a couple streams of passive income. They're smaller, but I knew I needed that. So I was all in from the get-go, from the beginning. And I went, I posted for the first time in February of 2023. And I was successful. Like, I started making commissions a few days later. I started high ticket commissions. I think it was 33 days later, but I kind of just tugged along in this little plateau, and I was just scraping to like take off, just clawing to figure out. I never missed a post. I was constantly trying to like see what it was I was doing that was wrong. And I was actually on Wake Up Legendary last April. And I was not, it's not that I wasn't thankful for the success I was having, because if I were to say to other affiliates, like, I wasn't having success, that would probably rub them the wrong way. But I knew there was more, and I knew if I wanted the lifestyle that I wanted, I needed to find out what it was. And I was looking at the successful affiliates, and I'm continuing to tell myself, like, I am no different. I am no different than them. And they're telling me that, and they're right. And so what am I doing? So essentially at the end of last year, I just wrote it all down, concept map. What is going wrong? What am I missing? And ultimately I discovered that I had completely ignored SEO. I had completely confused my algorithm, and I was stuck at 5,600 followers and losing them daily for a reason. I discovered I was not serving my audience. I was just throwing content at them. And the ultimate reason was because, like, it was the, or I'm sorry, the ultimate solution was you need to start a new account. And so I was like, I really don't want to start a new account. Like, I've worked for a year for these 5,000 people. And so I did, started it late December, and could not be more glad that I did. Because it went from here to here.
Nice. So well, thank you for that. That was really detailed. It gives us some directions we can go and, you know, learn. And again, welcome back to the show. It's always nice to, you know,
I am.
Yeah. Boom. Let's.
Dave, you've had a heck of a week. I'm here for it. I am here for it.
Hey, yeah. So
I gotta pick it up though. Okay, just in case I need it again.
So let's jump right into, you know, what does serving my audience mean? People are not just starting online marketing or doing what we're doing here in this community only. We're teaching a skill set that's worldwide, that even if you'd never go through our education, but you just stumble upon this live right now or whatever, you can benefit from this. You can learn from our mistakes. You can learn from what we're doing. There's, you know, I don't know if it's hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people starting affiliate marketing every year, getting into the info business where they're selling courses, coaching programs, therapists, doctors, nurses are bringing their expertise and information online. People are creating communities and Facebook groups and other platforms where they're bringing their communities or their customer bases online. And so, you know, what did you discover about serving your audience and delivering value to them? what were you doing before? What did you think serving them was? And what did you discover that serving them in delivering value was actually? And let's kind of tease that apart first.
Sure. So as a nurse educator, I know how to like write curriculum. And so I thought I needed to provide curriculum. And obviously the word curriculum is a snooze. As soon as you say that, you're like, no, thanks. I don't want to be here for that. So I totally missed, like, I need to fix their problems. Their problem is that they're looking for more income, and I need to fix it. Those are the pain points. And I know this is like marketing 101, but I just didn't connect the dots. And so I'm telling them about me. They don't give a crap about you. I do, but like they don't care about you. I'm telling them about me. I am telling them about what like the course can do for them. They don't care about the course within the course. They don't care that you took a course. They want your solution, their solution fixed, and they want to know what you're going to do to fix it. So this may ruffle some feathers. That's a good way to start a video as well, by the way. But when people are looking for the solution, what is the first thing they are going to type into their Instagram, their TikTok, their Facebook when they are like, man, finances are tough. I'm having a hard time. I'm already working 50 hours a week. I need to learn how to make money online. They are not looking for, they're looking for a remote job. They're looking for a side hustle. They are not looking to start a brand new affiliate marketing business online. If you were to go to the layperson and say, hey, I started this new thing and essentially I started my own business online, are you interested? And they're already super busy. They're like, no, I'm busy. I'm not really interested in starting my own business. But if you offer them solutions in the form of, here's a little remote job you could do. Here's a little side hustle you could do. And it happens every single day. I provide that to them. They're legit. Don't come at me. They're legit. I vet them. And then they are in my DM saying, I love your account. Thank you. I've tried this. And then they say, Dave, they ask, so what is it that you do? Here I come. This is what I do. Check out my link. Check out my ebook. And it's multiple, I can't even tell you how many times a day I have that conversation with people about what it is that I do. And they're like, well, I could do that. You can do that. But if you come swinging out of the gate with, you should start your own business, people are like,
It's too much, right? It's too much. Yeah, it's overwhelming. It's sort of like would you know starting off a conversation with somebody saying, "Would you like to take a course?" It's like,
No.
no, I don't want to take a course.
No,
You know,
I
my
don't.
business.
Yeah.
I got kids. I got a life. I got a job. I don't want to take a course. I need to make some fast cash, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. It's about giving. It's about showing somebody that you can help them by actually helping them, by giving them something that they can go and do or try. It's called results in advance. It's giving them something that they can get results in advance of them doing more business with you, paying you, not anything. It's giving them results in advance of your pitch, essentially. And if you can give them results, and oftentimes that will be something that they can try that's very simple, that will even open their eyes to something that they didn't realize was possible. I like that you share different options. You're right, that can be put in a negative light, and some people have recently. But the truth is that if I am in the beauty niche, for example, which clearly I'm not, but if I was, then I would be giving lots. I wouldn't just give the same beauty tip over and over, and people would get tired of that. They'd get bored with that. There would be nothing unique about my channel. But every day I'm going to introduce new products. I'm going to introduce new things for them to try, because if I've got thousands of people who are watching my video potentially, they're each person is not it's not a cookie cutter solution. So you want to give people a variety of techniques, a variety of methods, a variety of approaches. And oftentimes, if they don't even use it, just opening their eyes to the fact that it exists is the value in advance of them coming back and then saying, "Well, what do you use?" what eyeliner do you use?
Yep.
Right? Kind of like going to a restaurant and the restaurant lays out all of the results that you can get to solve your hunger on the menu, right? You got cheeseburger, you got steak, you got chicken, you got pork chop, you got all the things. So I know that I can get a solution to my problem. I'm reading it right on the menu. But then the server comes over and what do you ask? What do you like?
What's your favorite? Or between this and this, what would you choose?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I love this analogy in this kind of perspective because it makes so much sense. And it's about giving people actual solutions, no matter what niche you're in. This applies to any niche, by the way. If you're in the dog training niche, you're going to give you're going to give your audience as many different tricks and tips and strategies and methods. If you are a therapist, and I've worked with many therapists over the years, they are going to give you a little bit from this particular methodology. They're going to give you something from this methodology. They're going to borrow something from this particular therapist or practice, right? It's not always just one size fits all. So I love that. That makes perfect sense, Kim. That's amazing. What else comes up for you around anything else around delivering these different videos in short form? You know, how do you jam pack enough value in a short form video that, you know, somebody can actually get something out of it? How have you learned the art of saying a lot in a little bit of time? And what do you recommend for somebody who is struggling with, you know, getting it all out in 60 seconds?
Mm-hmm. That's actually a really good question, because the video that I had go viral a month ago was a talking video and it was 90 seconds. And people still were like, it's too short, you talk too fast. And I'm like, I only have 90 seconds. Yeah. But use your caption and use the comments to provide more detail. Mm-hmm. It obviously takes time to do that. But I was finding, like, last year, I was using some very cookie cutter captions. And if you're telling people, like, more information is in the caption, and I learned from that video going viral, because I did provide more information in the caption, but there were some themes in my comments that I did not provide all of the information I probably should have in the caption. And like, when you're talking I film in Instagram, but when you're talking, like, don't feel the need to, like, get it all out in, like, a 90-second blurb. Like, what am I going to say in this sentence? And then stop the camera. What's next? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I have to write bullet points to get it, you know, to 90 seconds. But use the caption and direct them to the caption. I was a little annoyed by that trend when it first came out, because I'm like, tell me more in the video. But the caption's so powerful. Also, it provides you more reach. The longer they watch the video, or the more time you spend reading the caption, the longer they're going to give you, Instagram will push it out further because they're taking the time as your video's going around and around. It's replaying. So use the caption, use the comments. People will say, I read all the comments. I'm like, there's 4,000 comments. You read them all? No. To look for it before I reached out to you. Also recently, I posted people were asking, the video that went viral was how to use the Amazon affiliate program on Pinterest. And I had so many people say they wanted detailed instructions. And so while I'm leaning them towards my e-guide, they were not ready for that. They were ready to just dip their toe in the water. So I made a digital product with the steps. And I sold it. And so I'm like, hello. And that's now I'm going through that part of the blueprints because I was like, well, that was like, hopefully that went out okay. But and so many people are like, thank you. I didn't realize like there's way more to affiliate marketing than just throwing a link out there. And I'm like, same, I was there too.
Yeah, good for you. This is the path. You start out as, you start out. That's why we have so many people in our community who just, they many of them become our affiliates. Many of them just kind of promote products that they see other people promoting, and that's, that's the way they get started. It's the way they launch, and then as they get a little bit of experience, you can either change niches, you can expand niches, you can most importantly begin to go from selling other people's products to selling your own products, creating your own digital products. And yes, we did just recently update for free. One of the benefits that people don't really understand about our blueprints is that it's not just some, $2,500 upsell that's got the same information, friends. I mean, don't believe everything you hear on the news or the internet. Just throwing that out there. Did you? Oh, you threw your hat. Sorry.
Yes.
Especially from people who are promoting competing things for their own personal gain. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
But yeah, the path is, and oh, by the way, I'm not going to get down and roll in the mud with the pigs and get dirty because that's not how I roll. I'm just going to keep serving customers. Hello.
Yes.
You
You are
know?
not welcome in my house to graffiti my walls.
Hello. Hello. No, I'm not going to say your name because for me to say your name, it's going to cost you. I'm not going to get into a war. You're not going to get my attention. Hello. But anyways, the path is really to go from affiliate marketing, and that is why we teach the core four business models. It is to give people that path of the four different main ways to make money from selling information. First getting your feet wet, able to get started right away with affiliate marketing, then moving on to selling your own products, your own courses, your own coaching program, your own events, if you want to do that. Those events could be either online, virtual, or they could be in person. So let's keep diving into your kind of success here. Some people asked and wanted clarification if you started that new account. That can be a scary thing, like why I got a couple of hundred people. Yeah, I've worked so hard to build up these couple of hundred people or couple of thousand people. Like, how did you detach emotionally from like your account that you probably had so much personal, you were vested so much personally in it to start new and just talk to us a little bit about that and why you would go back and do that again, or if you were to go back and do it again, how might you do it differently? Just talk to us about that starting that new account and what might also be some signs that somebody should do that. Just let's delve into
Yeah.
that a bit.
I heard it like 10 times, like in different, not directly at me, but when I was looking it up, like, what am I doing wrong with this account? What is going wrong? I saw it like a million times. Like, it's probably in your best interest to start a new account. And I finally, to be perfectly transparent, I joined Chelsea and Kayla's mentorship. And I reached out to Kayla in a little audio and said, can you just look at it and give me some idea? And she goes, girl, you need to start a new account. And I was like, I don't like that answer, but it doesn't mean it's not the answer. So hesitantly, I was like, okay. And I talked about it for like a week incessantly in my house. Like, my husband's like, I don't care. Like, you have to say, like, when I'm like, okay. So I was like, okay, I can do this. I am no different than Chelsea and Kayla. Like, I can do this. I am no different than Em. I am no different than Becca. I am no different than Caroline. Like, I can do this. So started my new account. And in my last account, I had changed my target audience a few times and was like digging in to go find them. I had tried hashtags, found out one of them was banned. There were a lot of things that were probably just big red strikes that maybe my account would recover eventually, but I didn't want to work. So I was like, I don't want to work anymore. I want to be home with my kids. So we don't get time for this. And I'm thinking everybody who's starting with these correct strategies is getting their accounts up and running in like 3 months. Like, I could either wait 3 months to find out I need to start a new account or just start the dang new account. So I started the new account. I followed a little advice from Brock's account, like post 9 of your most popular reels. I started using the proper SEO. I started making sure I was only following certain people and setting up that account so that when somebody goes to search remote job side hustles make money online, you're going to see this. So I set it up that way and then just started posting, serving my audience, showing up in my stories and telling them who I am. I am a God-fearing person. I'm not here to lie about anything. I want to show you what this can do for you. I've had some success. It's not been millions, but it's been 4-figure success, multiple. And let me show you, I know this can change your life. I know it can change my life. And in, I don't know how many weeks. So I started it very late December. And then mid-February, a video went viral. And this morning, 65,000 followers, and I won't talk about my income, but it's this month is significant. So I 100%, if you are on the fence about starting, if you need to start a new account, like this is your sign to start the dang new account.
Yeah, and there's no rules against having multiple accounts, friends. I mean, this is not, you know, this is not a you know, this is not a credit card. This is not a social security number. You're not, you know,
one.
You're not, this is not identity, you know, theft, for God's sakes. There's companies out there. There's marketers, there's content creators who have 5 accounts, 20 accounts. Mm-hmm. We'll get into the SEO. I see your questions, all my dear friends and attendees of this wonderful live. I see you. Keep them coming. Let's talk about the SEO. Like, SEO has always typically been something that was referred to about. No, we're not talking about a new bank account, Cheryl. We're talking about just a new social media account.
Yeah, you can start a new bank account if you want to, but I don't have any advice on that.
Not necessary. So typically SEO, search engine optimization, which means that, okay, I want my website. Typically, it's always been a term that's been used in terms of websites. Mm-hmm. I want my website to come up because I have a plumbing business in Atlanta, Georgia. When somebody types in Atlanta, Georgia plumber, I want my website to come up as the first one. That's optimizing that search engine, Google or Yahoo or whatever the search engine is. But mostly it's Google. It's the 800-pound gorilla. So search engine SEO has not been a big buzzword on social media because most people are not really thinking of SEO as it applies to social media. So this is even an interesting concept to talk about that's not talked about often, that I haven't even talked about often. So talk to us about what you mean by SEO when it comes to Instagram and TikTok. Sure. Facebook.
Yeah. Don't ask me about TikTok. They give me about 3 views a day. So, but if you look on Google for dog toys, dog food, whatever it is, then you're on Instagram later that day. Do you notice there's ads for dog toys? Like, don't get me wrong. I work for the government, so I hate that. But like, that's how your phone and SEO works. If I look on this laptop right here for dog toys, I have no doubt that when I go onto my Instagram page, that dog toy ads are going to show up. That they just have that capability to do that for you. It's in our best interest as marketers. So when somebody goes to search, so you want your page to be about your niche. You want to follow people, high successful people within your niche and engage with them. And you want to search. I search in my niche, make money online, make money from home, remote jobs. I go search. So when somebody else goes to search, I will come up. My former boss looked me up on Google, and guess what she found? Me dancing on my counters. So you will come up. That was an awkward conversation. We won't talk about that. But you will come up because people are looking for it. And now more than ever for the MMO people because inflation and all the things. But so that's what I mean by SEO. And I would hear SEO and be like, I don't really understand what that means. But that's what makes your algorithm. Like if you go to your For You page, it should be flooded with what's in your niche. If your niche is fitness, it should be flooded with fitness. So then when that person's personal page, when they go from their personal page and search their For You page, you will come up because you have told Instagram and Facebook that that's who you are.
Do you think it's important about who you follow? Do you think that affects who sees your content that you post? And what other little tricks or things to be aware of should we consider in terms of really training that TikTok or Instagram or Facebook algorithm to show our content to the people that we want to see it?
I think it's important. I know there's some controversy on that. I don't fully understand like how many people to follow, etc. But from what I understand about it is you want, if you're going to create content, you want to, and you want your account to grow. You want to know what other people within your niche, because they have the same target audience as you. You want to know what content is doing well. So if somebody else in my niche has a viral video, I want to see that. I want to know that that worked. Now, does it align with, first of all, don't just make it, but make it your own if it aligns with you. Those are things that like I need to see. I need to see as the marketer in this niche. And so if it's even like you're in the pet industry, you want to know what other people are showing those pet people, their audience, so that you can create something similar, so you can grow your account, so you can convert sales. That's what people are looking for. Like when I said earlier, people don't care about you. You have to push out content that people want. You have to solve their problem. They don't care what kind of content you want to push out. They want to know how you're going to solve their problem. So your content needs to serve and align with fixing their problems, and you have to let them define their problems. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Somebody said, Prosper with Connie said, when I follow Chelsea and M, I feel like I'm a corner store market competing with Saks Fifth Avenue. Well, I mean, I could say the same thing about Tony Robbins, right? I mean, we're essentially selling the same content. We're selling the same stuff. He's in the business and personal. He's in the business marketing. He does an event called Business Mastery. I'm telling you, it's a lot of the same content. It may not be so heavily focused on online marketing, but his course with Dean Graziosi Mastermind is. So it's right. So I could say the same thing. When I look at Tony Robbins' content, I feel like we got to get out of this comparisonitis thing. And if you are feeling defeated by following other people, you need to unfollow them, you know? I mean, I'm not constantly every day paying attention to what Tony Robbins posts on Facebook and Instagram. So how do you, Kim, come up with your own original ideas? How do you come up with content without following, you know, people who are so, maybe so close to you? Or, you know, how do you just get ideas outside of where everybody's looking? I mean, for example, when I was starting, I was looking for content ideas. I was looking for funnel ideas. I was looking for marketing ideas from niches that were outside of the online market.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think sometimes we are, so how do I do that in a way that doesn't mess up my algorithm? And how do I then, you know, get ready to create, I guess, just get those ideas for those videos? How do you go about doing that, Kim?
This took me a while, and this was part of my problem last year with my first accounts. I didn't have my footing. I didn't know my own voice. I had imposter syndrome. I had comparisonitis. I had everything. I had shiny objects. What else can we list? I had it. I had it last year. I kept telling myself my backup plan is to succeed and not if, it's when. So I had to continuously tell myself that. And don't get me wrong, I didn't believe myself every day I said that, but I knew I was myself after something. So I was just tired of being average at everything. I was tired of being like, okay at it. So I got in my own head and said, the only way out is to be you. I finally realized my ideal audience is a former version of myself, which I was still in it a little bit. So I was able to say, what are my pain points? And one day I posted a story and we were out on the golf course. I had a high ticket commission come in when we were out there. And of course we're celebrating it. And I videoed my daughter running freely on the golf course. She's 5 years old, frolicking on this small town little golf course. And I just put my thoughts, like, imagine you're 6 years old and your mom lets you just run freely on a golf course because now you can afford to do that. Like, let your, you know, that's like in the stories. I had so many people reach out to me and say like, oh my gosh, that like, that just like moved me. And so yes, modeling other content is good for growth, but converting your content can only, like, conversion content can only come from your story and you being transparent. I think I convinced my audience finally, who are engaged now, who I know is my ideal audience, because I went live and I said, what are your questions? Is there an upgrade? Yes. And this is what it costs. And this is what I think about it. Well, I can't finish the 15-day challenge because I didn't upgrade. Wait a second. Let me tell you about that. And I went live after whatever happened in the media and said, I want to talk to you guys about this. What are your questions? And I let myself shine through and never, I'm here to help you. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to answer all your questions. I'm never here to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. And I think when I caught a lot of people's attention by just being myself, asking myself why I promote what I promote. Why don't I promote competitors? Why don't I sell at competitors? I will not go into that here because they do not deserve that. But I can write down 100 reasons. I cannot write down one reason why I wouldn't want to promote what I promote, because it's accessible to everybody. So you have to know that. You have to know why you're promoting it, because that's going to show to your audience too. And then your like educational content can be modeling others, but show yourself in it. Like, I finally started having fun in my content. My kids will just bop around in the bottom of it. I used to be like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Get out of the way. Just let them bop around in it. Don't care about perfection. I used to clean just the background like I did for today, but I just was like, whatever. just be you. Just be you.
I hear you. Well, that's so helpful, and it's so true, you know. whatever you're talking about, you certainly have to believe in it. And people are going to have questions, and it's important to just answer those questions. And also realize, which is, you know, one of the reasons why I don't spend a whole lot of time, in some cases, in more serious cases, I might spend more time privately, determining how to handle something. Mm-hmm. If somebody's really, you know, defamed me or made false claims against me, which has happened recently, I'm not going to get on the internet, and I'm not going to battle with somebody on the internet, because no matter what, you're still going to have half of the people, or, you know, people can have facts right in front of their face, but if they're, if they have a monetary benefit to do something else, they're still going to believe what they believe. And so you have to figure out, who are you speaking to? Who are your, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, who are your stakeholders? Who are the people who are invested in you? And who are the people who you need to reach and speak to? And in this, with all of our situations, our clients, our prospects, before they become clients, do have legitimate questions. And so giving them that opportunity to be able to ask them, putting yourself out there, becoming knowledgeable about what it is that you're selling, no matter what product no matter what, if you're selling a course, if you're selling a coaching program, if you're selling a physical product, you gave some great examples there of some misconceptions that people may hear something on the internet about our company, for example, that, yeah, you can't finish the challenge unless you upgrade. I mean, or that the upgrade is a requirement. I mean, folks, no, the 15-day challenge for $7 has more value in it. And this is not just me. This is the hundreds of thousands, not hundreds of thousands, but hundreds, maybe thousands of people just that I've heard with my own two ears say this course was extremely valuable. Some have said this course was more valuable than my marketing degree. Mm-hmm. So you can get incredible value just out of the 15-day challenge. You know, we do 1,000, we've done nearly 1,000 of these Wake Up Legendary episodes. Dave, the CEO, if I was talking about this product, if I was promoting it, this would just be an example, has interviewed nearly 1,000 of students who give their authentic, completely unscripted perspective. Even today, as a returning guest, we didn't do any prep for this interview. Not a single question. Not a single question was sent to you. Not a single conversation behind the scenes except, hey, ready to rock and roll?
Yep.
Live, right? I mean,
yep.
And that may be hard to believe, friends, because the world is so scripted. What you see on the news is so manipulated, and it's so edited, and to try to persuade. But the truth is, what we're doing here is just completely unscripted and organic. And you can learn more from just these lives and just our 15-day online business builder challenge than you can in so many high ticket courses and coaching programs out there. Mm-hmm. The truth about the Business Blueprints is that they're a complete standalone flagship program that gives you not only the step-by-step curriculum and step-by-step instructions of how to launch a affiliate marketing business, courses, coach, and events business, or to sell information in those separate four models, but it also gives live coaching every day, twice mm-hmm. a day, decade and a day workshops every other week, plus free upgrades to the curriculum and the knowledge, just like we did with the digital courses blueprint recently. And you know what, friends? Some people might have a question or a misconception about, well, the only reason to buy the course is to resell the course. That's not actually true whatsoever. As a matter of fact, nowhere in our curriculum, for example, in the 15-day challenge or anywhere else, do we even mention our affiliate program. There's a very small, tiny little, if you want to refer your friends on day 15, you can become an affiliate if you got value from this. It's a tiny little itsy bitsy section at the end. And what company wouldn't have a gentle nudge or an invitation? But everything that you learn in the 15-day challenge is applicable to any product, any niche, right? Same thing with our blueprints. Never a mention of our affiliate program. Our affiliate program's free. It's a completely separate sign-up process. No product purchases required. And so explaining, understanding what you're promoting and being willing to explain that to people without being offended is a valuable thing. And that's why I encourage people, not because it's required, but if you are going to promote something, be knowledgeable about it. Be knowledgeable about what you're promoting. Understand how it works. And here's one other thing that I just want to say that I think is so important is don't ever use negative marketing strategies and tactics where you're tearing other people down for your own personal gain. Not only and I'm not an attorney, so don't take legal advice from me, but it makes you vulnerable. Because when you defame people and hurt their reputation and cost them money for your own personal gain, you become responsible for their losses, right? Or you could be. And again, I'm not an attorney. Don't take legal advice from me. Consult your attorney. The other thing is it just looks bad. And you may get a little bit of attention. You may get some other people who, you know, kind of latch onto that and it kind of brings out their inner victim and they want to, you know, latch onto that and say, yeah, you know, these are the bad guys. People like to have an enemy. But the truth is that just like when we see it in politics, it's icky. It's gross. It will ultimately attract the wrong people to you. It will attract people in your customers. Your customers will become people who will not be bonded to you because of the value that you bring, but they'll be bonded to you because you're bonding over being, you know, it's like a
common enemy. You
know, yeah, commiserating together. Yeah. Misery loves company type of thing. It's not your customers will turn on you the minute that you don't deliver what they want, that you won't, you will not support them enough. That's the way that your relationship is starting off. You're not building it based on integrity and value and what you're delivering to them. And so they'll do the same thing to you if that's how you bring them in. It's sort of like making friends by gossiping about other people. Do you really think that your new friend is now not going to gossip about you too? Exactly. Right? Yeah. That's not the way to build a long-term business. We've never taught those kind of strategies before. We don't condone them. We don't endorse them. We don't approve of them. We don't do them. And so these are some of the things that we get to learn through experience in this industry, in this business. The other thing is always do the right thing when nobody's looking. You know, the beautiful thing about our business and the beautiful thing about your business too, as you begin to build it is, and I'm talking to everybody, is you do the right thing when nobody's looking. You have nothing to hide, right? Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing that will happen when situations pop up. People will make claims against you, but you can vet those. You can go and you can look back at your records and see, and show that, yeah, that's actually not what happened. Here's actually the call recording, or here's actually the message thread from our conversation, because I remained professional. I think that's one of the big things about sometimes we get into this feeling, because this is an internet business, that just we don't remain professional. And that's one of the things that's going to win you over a lot of business too, is when you get a hater in your comments, or you get a hater or somebody who's a troll who's messaging you or direct messaging you, you might have a tendency to stoop down to that level and get nasty at them too. But always remain professional. Mm-hmm. Always remain kind. Always remain respectful, even when people are coming at you, because now you know that you have nothing to hide. You've always maintained professionalism. You've always spoken to people with kindness and respect. And you can always be proud of both what you've done publicly, but you also have nothing to worry about because of how you handled yourself privately as well. And I think some of these, you know, people are always watching, right, Kim? Mm-hmm. You know, your prospective customers are always watching how you handle situations. And if you, you know, if you turn nasty or mean or stoop to low levels when others do, and if you don't, you will win over wonderful customers. And if you do, you will lose wonderful customers or wonderful mm-hmm. prospective customers because of kind of how you turned nasty when others got nasty. So all of these things matter. You're building an audience. You're dealing with people's trust. And as people in the information industry, people are trusting us to guide and to educate and to share knowledge. And that's a great responsibility. Mm-hmm. And so I take that responsibility really heavily. And I know that I'm not just teaching people business and marketing strategies. I'm also teaching them how to handle yourself in business, how to handle crisis, how to handle trolls and haters and people in fake news stories and all these kind of things. How do you handle those situations? Well, here's how. Some of it is in how you can teach it. Some of it is them watching you and actually learning based on their kind of experience with you. So this is all very real and raw and relevant and so forth. And I know that what you just shared about how you deal with your audience kind of spurred that and brought that up mm-hmm. in me right now. And I just love the way that you handle yourself. And I love the way that you go about your business. And obviously you're a wonderful, you're the best of what America has to offer, Kim. And I'm so honored to be associated with you. Thank you for your service. Give us one as we bring this in for a landing. You know, I always ask this question, but just in the last few months, not since the beginning, but just since the last time you were on Wake Up Legendary, what have you learned new about yourself?
I have learned that I need to know myself just as much as my audience needs to know. So I rely on God. It's Good Friday. I have a whole story about how I got here because of it. I literally wrote on my checklist the week I went viral. There's a song by Zach Williams. It's called Sunday's Coming. It's Good Friday today. And it says, it might feel like Friday, the darkest day in history, Friday when Jesus died, but your Sunday's coming. And I clung on to that. And you have to know who you are. As soon as I started saying, I'm a transparent person, I'm an ordinary mom, I'm an ordinary person like you, I'm a faith-based person, is when I took off. I finally was like, "What? Why did I wait so long to just be me?" Thank you so much for having me on. If you guys have any questions, you can DM me. I wanted to circle back real quick too to the person who said something about feeling like the corner store. There are people looking for you. I have people all the time who say they were over at whatever big department store, but your real is the one that spoke to me. So don't sell yourself short. You have your own audience too. And they're looking for you.
Yeah. Amen to that for sure. All right, my friend, until we do it again here very soon,
yes.
Stay legend. Be great. It was so great to connect and catch up and hear what you've been doing the last few months, and keep up the wonderful work. This is just the beginning for you. I know it. And it's just a pleasure to be a part of your journey.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you later. All right, my friends, you can find Kim over on TikTok and Instagram at Rise Up With Kim. Rise Up With Kim, spelled exactly how it sounds. My friends, thanks for being with us today. It is Friday, a very good Friday. And it's an honor. Thank you all for the wonderful comments. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for all the support for Kim, for me as well. You all are, you know, just so amazing, so awesome, and so supportive, so loving. So we love that about this community, and we love that about each one of you. If you want to get started with our 15-day challenge, our business blueprints, come to an event. Go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll. Again, legendarymarketer.com/enroll. And if you want to get a text message reminder every time we go live, you can text the letters WUL to 813-296-8553. 813-296-8553. With that being said, get out of here. Love you all. Peace.